Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That was a good week.
We'd like to thank the town of Giannis Antetokounmpo for making an appearance in the 11:45 segment.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
How many of us, by the way, when Caruso made that late steal, did you immediately just go,
cookies?
Everybody did. We all did. Cookies. It's automatic now.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Yeah, we
no
can.
No more that... Bulls-Knicks until March.
So, well, and then all the playoff games, seven-game series going to the seventh game. And now the regular season record is going to matter because that's going to decide who's got home court advantage.
If Bulls-Knicks isn't on the Christmas Day schedule next year, I'm going to yell at somebody at the NBA.
We thank Adam Hoge for joining us. Thanks to Matt Miller and thanks to Joe Ostrowski as well. And now it is time for Transition, brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto. Rick Camp, Mike Rankin, Ray Diaz, Evan Thomas, Connor O'Donnell as well. And here is Lawrence Holmes. Hello, sir.
Hi, you two. How are things?
Goot. How are you?
Cookies.
That was so much fun last night. Just sitting there, just, I don't know what it is, and I plan on talking about it a little bit on the show, but there's an energy to the Bulls games, and particularly the Bulls-Knicks games this year, this is just good. I don't even know how to explain it, really. But I know that I am riveted. I'm sitting there on the couch, like, in it, like, going through it, and emotionally invested in regular season games, which ordinarily doesn't happen until we get to February or March. And it's been probably 6-7 years since even that.
It was wonderful, and you called it. You wanted a playoff game after game one, and it just didn't disappoint every single time. Up 21, and I was like, oh, this is a good showing. This thing's in the bag. Then I was like, nuh-uh.
I won an 11-game series. I'm not kidding. I won an 11-game series between the Bulls and the Knicks. I wanted to just go on forever, although I would like it if Vooch is going to do that against Julius Randle, we should get him a nice cape and then just say, ole, because there was a lot of ole that was going on with Vooch one-on-one with Julius Randle.
He was trying. He just can't stay with him. And poor Javonte is just too short. That's what I said to start the show, Lawrence, is when you get Patrick Williams back, if we really start talking about a playoff series, and you've got a guy who's 6'8", and not going to get pushed around. I mean, he obviously has still given up some weight there, but it really has been a quickness issue with Randle more than a strength issue and a reach and length issue. I like my chances.
Yeah, but if you're putting him on the floor, then that means you're probably sacrificing some offense on the other end, and that could be problematic too. But
that's the beauty of this, though, is not trying to figure out what the substitutions are where you know exactly what you're going to get and what you're not going to get. Like, we were talking about Kobe, too, when we saw Lonzo go cold shooting. But the defensive side of Lonzo outweighs the defensive side of Kobe, to say the least. How is that going to match up with what you need on the floor?
How great is it, too, that Julius Randle was thrown away by the Lakers? Like, they just threw him away after drafting him, and he goes on to be an MVP candidate. I wonder if, in letting LeBron, like, GM all of this stuff, if there will be some regret on the players that moved. Because Kyle Kuzma's having a really good year, right? Other than that sweater, he's having a really good year. And they just seem to immediately give up on Julius Randle. And what it shows is it shows his hard work and skill and whomever he got with to work on his game, that he wasn't satisfied with people thinking, you know what, I can only do this on a bad team. I'm only a double-double on a bad Lakers team. And taking that and evolving. There's him and Derrick Rose, like you start looking at the evolution of their games. It's really inspiring.
It is. And I said earlier in our show that D. Rose just had some really nice shot selection last night. And also just some smart assists too. Like
he had great shot selection until the game was on the line.
Well, he was part of the reason the Knicks came back.
And that's
the Knicks run that they withstood was very much D. Rose part.
All day on those threes. All day. I will take a cold Lonzo in the corner, and you can give me Derrick Rose at any time shooting from the wing with a hand at his face. Let's go for it.
Well, he's gotten better at that. Like that's part of the game that he had, and Lonzo had like a really terrible game, even with the look that he's good at. The sideline three-pointer standstill, which is one of the higher percentage shots for him in the three-point arsenal. I'm good with that too. Like I'm totally okay with trading that for that. I love Lonzo's game, even when he has a terrible night. Was he 3-for-14 or whatever shooting the rock last night? I mean that's not going to help you, but they were able to overcome it, and partially because it now looks like Vooch is like Stella. He's got his groove back, and he looks comfortable with the rest of the guys on the floor.
I'm laughing at everybody talking about all the Lakers that were cast offs that could make an amazing NBA team.
Yeah, it's a pretty good team, right? What would it be? Kuzma, Julius Randle, Brandon Ingram?
Alex Caruso?
Oh, that's right. Man, it's weird the stuff that you get excited about when you have a player like that that's clearly got a real sense of how the game should go. There are two things from last night. It's stupid stuff. It's stupid, I love this guy as a player type stuff. But one, there was an offensive rebound that he couldn't corral without getting trapped, so he back taps it. Two, he made a play where it's just a ball fake, where it looked like he was going to pass to one corner, but he ball fakes and it opened up Zach on the wing to mm-hmm. And it's just like, that's just smart basketball.
This is worthy of another time, Lawrence, but there's something to be said at the highest level of professional athletics for someone who hacks the game. And off the top of my head, I would just say the stuff that Alex Caruso does is reminiscent of when we learned about Javier Baez tagging. Mm. Some of Javier Baez as a tagger, as a base runner. It reminds me of in the early days of the peanut punch, when it's like, wait a sec, this guy's just punching the ball out. And now it's ubiquitous and now it's taught, but he was doing things other people weren't doing. We've seen it in Olympic sports, where whether we go back to the Fosbury flop changing the way high jumpers did it, or do you remember the swimmer who was able to hold his breath for so long he could stay underwater and was doing lap after lap after lap,
the dolphin stroke,
without coming up to breathe, and I forget whether it was a breaststroke or whatever it was once he came up, but they had to change the rules on him. Those things are fun when it's your team, your guy, and somebody doing it. It's incredibly maddening when it's your opponent.
Yes, it's hella frustrating when you're seeing Alex Caruso come your way, because you know that he's got a little bit of that in him where he's able to make you uncomfortable. He's like, oh man, he figured out this and he understood our defensive rotation and knew to ball fake so that this guy would move and it would get an open shot for someone else. It's some of it is just like really understanding the game at a level, but you're right. Like that's a good list to start with. And we could add Javier Baez's base running to it too. Because I saw the video a couple days ago of the Pirates play again, and it's just like, just step on the base. Like, what are you doing? Why are you chasing him? And then I think my favorite part of that whole thing is as Javi's taking his stroll back to home plate.
The signaling save?
Yes.
Yes.
And then like, oh bleep, I can make it. Oh bleep, I can also now make it to second base. Here I go.
And the first baseman for the Pirates had to go to Korea to get his head right after that.
I mean, I feel bad for him, but it really was. Just step on the base. Who was not telling you to just step on the base?
I hope he is at least dissuaded in the fact that neither team fared very well to end the season. That maybe that made him feel a little better.
But... right. If the Cubs win the division by a game, you know, like, you probably like, oh, man, it's because I was stupid.
I ain't never going back to
the Calliopes can be heard from here to Sewickley.
Isn't that the name of the town you guys are talking about earlier?
That's a sentence I don't understand, Bob. The name of the town I won't even try to pronounce. I have trouble with basic words. It's a wonder they let me talk.
They pay you money to talk.
Yeah.
On radio and TV.
Uh-huh. We won't tell them about the not being able to talk well part.
I don't talk so good.
I don't always. They pay me for content judgment.
Yes.
No, but my content judgment led me to that always being something fun to discuss is that viral 58 letter town in the British Isles, in Wales.
Have you ever heard, is it Neil Brennan talking about British broadcasters and specifically the BBC? He said they have the ability to make everything seem sad, like no matter what they're saying. And he's like,
but also sophisticated.
Yes. And he goes, Afghanistan. It's like everything is like in that cadence. And
the old Andrea Kramer ESPN.
Yeah. And Jeremy Schapp used to do that too. I always enjoyed Sal Palantonio because it seemed like he was mad at the letters. Like, it seemed like he was just going to throw his mic down immediately after saying, in Philadelphia, Sal Palantonio, ESPN, and then throw his mic down.
That's Philly.
I have to recuse myself from any discussion of reporters' outcues.
Score! On a score! Yeah, but yours lives on in memoriam with Mully.
Yeah, he does sort of, it's not an active homage, though. He just yells a lot.
I don't think that that's correct, Dan. If you asked Mully, I think he said on the air that he used to love the way that you would tag his reports.
Well, and mine was because of John Madigan. Like, I grew up listening to John Madigan, WBBM News Radio 78. And as a little kid, I loved that. And I remembered that. I'm like, that guy's cool. That guy has a thing. So given the first chance to have a thing, I figured I'd have one until they told me to stop.
When did they tell you to stop?
They never did.
No, right. Well, he ended up being a talk show host.
They got him to stop?
Well, yeah, like he doesn't.
It's like the Ryan Pace theory.
Yeah, they promoted him out of it so that he would stop doing
it. You're right. Winning at the thing you're asked to win. That's the difference.
Nah. I don't know.
But he would punch the tags. I remember being a producer and be like, oh, this guy again. Let me get his Bears rap in where he yells at the end of it.
Mm-hmm. And the Bears have lost again.
Well, some things never change.
Oh, Bergie, that was a no-brainer. How can you even ask that? If you just take away those five big plays where they scored touchdowns, you know what I mean?
And then the entire story was voiced like this.
That's
how everybody talked. Some consultant thought it was a good idea.
Afghanistan.
But at least that's part of the actual accent. Nobody talks like this.
It's always great when you get the consultants in.
Well, then they dye your hair blonde. That's usually, at least in Channel 5's history, that was the first thing they did.
They have not spoken to me about my hair.
They'll go in and put those. When I see those streaks and I see those classic signature Channel 5 blonde highlight streaks, then we'll know that the robots have found you.
So
Ernie going to come in and tell you to change your hair?
Put that squirrel on your head
and hire Ryan Pace to be in charge of your football program. And now I'm going to go get checks from the Giants.
Everybody's got ocelots on their head.
Wait a second. At least with the Giants, Dave Gettleman was like, we got some computer folk in here now that can help me do this.
And then it Ernie worked. Accorsi. He's also here with an office.
I think, didn't he say computer guys? Computer folk was a bit of an extreme take on that.
Yeah, and they told him to pick Daniel Jones sixth overall.
We've hired four computer folks.
We did say computer folks. Dang it.
I picture them like Oompa Loompas with like little headsets on.
See, I imagine it as a company.
Okay.
Like not.
Like Geek Squad. Like they pull up in one of those weird little minivans.
No.
That says computer folks.
Yes,
on it.
Yes. Okay. That we have hired the computer folks. They come in and they go, do you guys have any computers? No? All right, let's get you some. All right, good. 9 wins.
No, actually, it's just it's the latest version of the Boston Dynamics artificial intelligence robots programmed with algorithms. Do not tell anybody they're not actually humans.
Are you the
best part is when you get them into Louisiana, they affect Ed Orgeron's accent.
And Brian Kelly's.
That's what I'm
saying. And Brian Kelly's.
And Brian Kelly's.
Nobody's expecting him to speak with a Southern accent. No one. Like that was the part of it that made me laugh the most. He's trying to sound authentic, and then he says Louisiana State University. Nobody calls it that. They just say LSU. He did get State of Louisiana right.
It's
that is something
people say.
One of my
favorite days is when Ron Zook was being unveiled as the new Illinois head football coach, and he multiple times referred to the state as Illinois.
Illinois.
I think that's just a Southern accent thing.
That Illinois.
What? Here's the best part about all of this, is that in Chicago, where we put S's on the end of everything, we do not pronounce the S on the actual word with the S at the end.
Well, there's a law of conservation of the S. That's what it is. If we don't pronounce the S in Illinois, we have to put it on the end of Jewel.
And everything else.
And Soldier Field.
Nordstrom's.
Illinois.
I heard Dewey's the other day. How is a number possessive of something else?
Pizza and Dewey's. Let's go over to Two's.
They seriously said, let's go to Dewey's. And I was like, this is it. I've reached the peak here. Yeah,
that's it. Uno's and Dewey's.
But you don't pronounce the S at the actual name of the state that has the S at the end. Cool. Brain fried. Smoke coming out of the back of my head.
Illinois.
And the thing with Kelly is, look, you spend some time in some place, you do pick up stuff.
Yes.
And that's fine.
You're not there yet.
You've been there 2 minutes.
Right. I'm here to tell you that happens. Like, I will morph into whatever. I'll pick up pieces of whatever accent I'm around. But exactly. First of all, Louisiana accent is complicated.
Very much so.
Secondly, nobody's expecting you to pick that up.
I can tell.
He got it on the, like, now I'm like imagining he's on the plane, like trying stuff out for his family.
It's like watching Justin Wilson, the Cajun chef on YouTube, trying to pick everything up. No, but it seriously is true. Like, I can tell if my wife is on the phone with one of her friends, childhood friends or college sorority friends.
She's Jersey, right?
Yep. And I'm like, what? Is that leather? I mean, like, it's she sounds like Drea Di Matteo.
I have a buddy who, whenever he would go home to Philly,
oh no,
he'd come back and I'd have no idea what he was saying for a week. Like, that legitimately happens. I pick up stuff here. I picked up stuff in Philly. I picked up stuff in Texas, obviously. But, like, yeah, Brian Kelly, you ain't fooling anybody.
Well, you don't turn into Yosemite Sam when you go home to Texas, do you?
It just, first of all, alcohol tends to exaggerate accents, especially ones of your native tongue. Secondly, like, it just depends who I'm around.
So the answer is yes, you do turn into Yosemite Sam when you go home to Texas.
I mean, I think when I'm upset, too, like, genuinely upset about stuff, you'll hear it more. Okay.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Mine isn't ever that bad. But, like, the G yet, that's a real thing. Like, I 100% said that a lot, isn't it? Instead of isn't it? Oh, my gosh. All the time. All of the time. To the point where I had trouble spelling it, writing it down for a while. Not because I didn't know how to spell it, but just because there was a disconnect. Like physically writing the word Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah. What is that?
Did you hear, was it Joel? Yeah, it was Joel Embiid who said John when he was.
Did he?
Yeah, said John.
John, J-A-W-N.
Yes, he's like, that John had me down for a couple days talking about COVID.
My favorite is the Urban Dictionary definition of John, which is, let me find it because it's so good. Same buddy from Philly read me that definition. It was crying laughing.
It's so Philadelphia. And the fact that he did it, I thought was, it's kind of dope. Like, and that's what I mean. Like, he's been there.
For a while.
And so he's like, oh, I've heard this. I will now add it to my own lexicon. And boom, that's the way that it's even. Isn't Nick Saban from Ohio, right? Like, he grew
all
up in.
All coaches are from Ohio.
Or Pittsburgh.
Just the Stoops family.
And if you hear him talk now, there's a hint of Alabama. A hint of it. But he's been there for a decade. Or a decade and a half. And before that, he actually was in Baton Rouge. But he didn't all of a sudden just pop up in Alabama and just like, woo, whammy jammer with a hammer. Woo! Like, he didn't just do that. He just kind of was himself.
Right. And that's the thing to me is that for me, if I probably started working in Texas again on a regular basis, yes, I would go right back to that, especially when it comes to the cadence and all of that. It's not just the pronunciation of the words. It's also the drawl and the cadence and how you just phrase things and all of that is a little different, but
there's a bit here. There's a bit here for Layla's Texas Roundup review.
No.
Brought to you by Texas Roadhouse.
You guys, it's not like I was from like, I'm not from like rural areas. I'm from like a suburban city area.
I know. All I'm saying is that the next time that there's a big, like for example, it could have been the Rangers free agency. That's a perfect time because it's something that you actually care about. And would allow you to fall back into your Texas accent.
But see, with that, that's just a mindset. Like, they just apply football to everything and don't know why it doesn't work out the same.
And actually, if you want to hear a pretty good example
of
multiple different Texas accents, King of the Hill.
Yes.
Mike Judge in King of the Hill. Some of those characters, those are pretty good regional. There's East Texas, there's Dallas, there's different ones that he works in there to differentiate some of the characters that he voices.
It's just like here. Like, to me, the northwestern suburbs sound different from the southern suburbs.
Yes, and black Chicago sounds different than white Chicago.
Right, like there's a difference.
Because, and realistically, because of the Great Migration, I know that there are things that I say that sound Southern because I was around Southern grandparents. And so there's stuff that there's slang that has grown in Chicago, specifically on the South and the West Side, that sounds Southern.
That's very true in the black community in St. Louis as well.
Well, I mean, that's the South.
But
that's
when you start talking about who moved where and when. That you can, like, that's easily traceable about a lot of that stuff. And yet, I think the New York black accent, the Rakim and the
Jada Kiss,
the LL Cool J, like the Bed-Stuy.
Yeah, but even that's borough specific because the dudes from Wu-Tang Clan and De La Soul sound very different from Nas. You know, like, it's really, really, language is such a fascinating thing.
I'm trying to find my favorite Urban Dictionary use in a sentence of John, but I can't find it for some reason.
Layla, in Chicago, have you ever been invited to sit in somebody's front room?
Well, before you became the producer of this show. I did not know about front room. And then somebody, of course, wanted to feel better about themselves. So they're like, stupid girl. That's what we call a front living room. And I'm like, yeah, other people in other places just call it a formal living room. That wasn't what I didn't know. I just didn't know what the term was.
Yeah, we have one. We don't call it a front room.
Like, yeah, I come from the land of like a 3,000 square foot house being typical. Like, yeah, I'm pretty sure I know what that is. I just don't know what the word was.
It's a strange one. So listen, I got another show that's like all killer, no filler today.
Sorry about that.
Right. No worries. I love talking with you guys. Sierra Santos is going to join me at 1:20.
To talk Cardinals. Love it.
Yes, because that's the team that she covers. Drew Valentine, the head coach of the Loyola Ramblers, is going to join me on the show today at 1:00. And if we can find Mark Grody, we will talk with him too.
I love it.
I didn't know he was missing.
Whoa. Have a good John.
He said that the Bears have got like James Daniels is going to talk or something, and he might have to. I'm like, you don't have to miss this show for that.
Bears.
There's just no reason for it. Bars. You two have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.